Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm the founder of the Recombobulation Area and the political editor here at Civic Media. And I am joined for this first part of the show by Civic Media's own Todd Alba. Todd, we were talking before the break about the voter ID amendment and about the history of this, and you had some more thoughts to share.
Well, we had talked about this when we started kind of doing this crossover on our show earlier, and I appreciated you being with us then. And we started this, so I thought, you know, I have a bad habit, ask our producers, Zombers, of starting something and then leaving the audience hanging, you know, like a cliffhanger. So I thought I should at least wrap up the story. And I know we left off here with saying, you know, that back in 2011, I was witness to some of these bills being crafted and then forward to 2016. And my barista, because I was in the private sector at a coffee shop at the time, and my barista, a young man from a 22-year-old Latino guy from L.A. who had a valid California driver's license and, yes, for those that want to know, was born in the United States, a full-blown U.S. citizen, tried to vote, and he couldn't because of the bills that I saw crafted being enacted, which meant you had to get a birth certificate, not just switch out a valid driver's license from another state. And so I took to my computer and said, this is why I left the Republican Party, and made a Facebook post, which Dan tells me is still in existence out there. I guess these things still exist. And I basically told this.
The internet is forever, Todd. Yeah,
it is.
It has 3,000 shares on that post.
Not bad for a kid, you know, for 2016. I'm no Dan Schaefer, mind. I'm no Recombobulation Area, but okay.
Yeah.
And I forgot because of my time in the Capitol, a lot of press people still followed me. And the next thing you know, my phone's blown up, and I end up my 10 minutes of fame on the Chris Hayes show on MSNBC and other places. And I get a call from 2016, was Glenn in Congress then or running for Congress? I forget.
I think running for Congress.
And here I am, and my barista Miguel answers. He goes, it's somebody named Glenn for you. And I'm like, what? And so I pick it up, and I said, Glenn, it's Glenn Grothman. And I said, Glenn, I'm waiting on people. I just want to talk to you. I said, I'll call. Anyway, I finally connect with him. Gave me his personal cell phone, and he read my comments and now the news stories, and he goes, well, I think you're misremembering. I said, no, Glenn. Mm. And so we go back and forth, and it was a fairly respectful conversation. But I finally said, Glenn Grothman, Glenn, I said, we did the research. Dale had us do it. There is no voter fraud. I said, where is your proof that there is voter fraud in Wisconsin? And Glenn Grothman said, and I'll never forget it, quote, well, we think it's happening, unquote. And I said, so you're willing to disenfranchise fellow Americans, fellow Wisconsinites, because you think something's happening? And he really had no answer. And the phone call ended shortly thereafter. And I just thought it was really sad, quite frankly. And I think it's an unfortunate, good indication of where the Republican MAGA party is coming from now, from 2016 to 2025, to this referendum on the ballot tomorrow. Don't be fooled, folks. There is an intent here. And I ended up going, Josh Call was in private practice then. He was leading a federal case. Literally, I found myself on a stand in a federal court two blocks away. On this case, I was the lead witness. And guess who was the attorney general leading the charge against me that day, Dan Schaefer?
I'm gonna have one guess here.
One guess.
I'm gonna guess it's Brad Schimmel.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct, sir. And Brad Schimmel had one of his minion assistant AGs there and gets up and says, well, Judge Peterson, great judge, says, Mr. Allball's going to get up here and tell this story under oath, but he's not even going to name any names. This is hearsay. And I went on the stand, and I looked Brad Schimmel right in the eye, and I said, Mary Lozick, Paul Farrow. I went Randy Hopper, and I went right down the list of state senators who are in favor of this. And Brad Schimmel's face kind of turned white. And the only cross-examination they had for me was, well, can you remember the exact day this happened? I said, I have the notes. I'm sure I could get it for you. And here, Dan, I spent 2 hours talking to the United States Department of Justice about this. They wanted to talk to me. And here's the thing. To this day, Glenn Grothman, Scott Fitzgerald, not one other member of the Republican Party that was in that room that day, a legislator or a staffer, ever questioned privately or publicly my testimony, because they know it's true, and the consequences for that are pretty harsh.
It's a remarkable story. You know, it's like in Wisconsin, you pull any thread, you're going to get back to, you know, these various characters, right? It's, of course, it's Brad Schimmel, who's the attorney general yeah. who you're meeting with at the time. Of course, this is back on the ballot when Brad Schimmel, you know, is running for state Supreme Court, you know, with the backing of Elon Musk. Of course, we're having this conversation the day after Elon Musk takes the stage in Green Bay and hands out million-dollar checks to people for voting, even as Republicans for years and years and years and years and years and years and years have complained about, quote-unquote, buying votes. Yeah. It turns out, you know, maybe they didn't actually believe that as a principle. Maybe they just wanted somebody on their side to be doing something much more blatantly than has ever happened on the other side before.
I've known Brad Schimmel. Not me alone. Josh called other people testified to that federal case. By the way, the judge ruled in favor of us. The only thing he couldn't overturn was voter ID because the U.S. Supreme Court had already ruled on that. But I'm a guy who's actually beaten Brad Schimmel. I know he's sloppy in his work. He doesn't do his homework and he's unprepared. I don't think that's the kind of person we want on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Certainly not. Certainly not. And, you know, we've got an extraordinarily important everything on the line race. Less that the polls are going to be opening
as always.
And of course, in Wisconsin, you know, there's so many different storylines that are weaving in and out of all of this.
It's
right?
It's discombobulating.
It's very discombobulating. There's the Elon Musk of it all. There's this happening 71 days into Donald Trump's second term. There's the Brad Schimmel running for 16 months for this office. There's everything that has happened. Throughout that time, there's so much happening. And, you know, I think the perspective that you've shared on this voter ID story, on, you know, being in front of then Attorney General Brad Schimmel, it's just remarkable how these things come together and you know, history repeats itself in certain ways and rhymes in others, right?
Happy to share the story. You're doing great work, Dan. You got a great show. I hope everybody stays tuned. It's an important one.
All right. Stick with us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. After the break here, we will be joined by Ben Wickler, the state chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Stick with us. You learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these.